Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is a translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Istithmaru waqt, productive time investment. How to make productive use of one's time. Alhamdulillahi alladhi an'ama alayna bil awqat linaghtanimaha fil khayrat. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah who has bestowed upon us the blessing of time in order that we may use it as an opportunity to engage in good and to do good things. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations and benedictions upon him, his family, all of his companions and those who follow them in benevolence until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. That is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. And take provision with you for the journey, but the best of provisions is taqwa, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. O believers, the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, نِعْمَتَانِ مَغْبُونٌ فِيهِمَا كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ الصِّحَّةُ وَالْفَرَاغُ. Two blessings which many people squander: good health and free time. That is to say, not many people know the real value and true worth of good health and free time. Time is a blessing that should be invested, not squandered. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him, said, I detest to see a man free and idle, not engaged in the works of this life, nor in the works of the afterlife. Time management and investment shows the individual and society's level of advancement and progress. Scholars, scientists, creatives, and outstanding performers and achievers all take time investment seriously, which is why they are able to produce numerous achievements for the benefit of human society. Hence, the best of people are those who invest all their time in producing the work necessary to be produced in that time. Thus, offering prayer is the best of works when it is the time of prayer. For the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was asked, which deeds are most pleasing and beloved to Allah? He replied, As-salatu ala waqtiha, prayer in the prescribed time, narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. When it comes to work time, the employee occupies his time diligently with the work he is required to do and productively with the tasks assigned to him. Times of meetings and appointments should be promptly observed and strictly adhered to. The same also applies to other people's time. Special times should be set aside for the family, sitting with the kids, visiting next of kin, and inquiring into the well-being of one's relatives. In doing so, one is acting in accordance with the noble prophetic hadith which states, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا وَلِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا وَلِأَهْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقَّا فَأَعْطِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍّ حَقَّهُ. Indeed, your body has a right over you. Your soul has a right over you. Your wife has a right over you. So give everyone his due right. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. Time passes, and the productive use, organization, and investment of time is a hallmark of civilized cultures and progressive societies, and a noble religious value. For the Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was asked, which people are the best? He replied, مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ. He whose life is long and actions good. Narrated by Ahmad. Therefore, a person should take care and make sure that he spends his time either in an obligation he is required to carry out, a duty he is obliged to fulfill, knowledge he needs to learn, or some good deed he is engaged in. In this way, he not only benefits himself, but also his family, community, and country at large. We ask Allah Most High to bless us in the time we have left in this life, and to grant us the success and enabling grace to make the best use of our time. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and me, so seek His forgiveness, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man tabi'a hadiyah, usikum ibadallahi wa nafsi bitaqwallah. All praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon Him after whom there is no prophet, and upon His family, companions, and those who follow His guidance. Furthermore, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. O believers, the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, informed us that the human being will be made to stand before his Lord to be questioned about his time and life, how he used his time, and how he spent his life. We are at the start of the summer holidays, and our children have lots of leisure time on their hands. Let us help them to invest and manage their time well, and to derive maximum benefit from it by learning and memorizing the Holy Quran. The Messenger of Allah, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it to others, narrated by Al-Bukhari. Similarly, by occupying one's time with beneficial reading and philanthropic and charitable activities, and basically everything that is of benefit to our children and the communities in which they reside. So take care, O servants of Allah, of the time that you have at your disposal and the time that your children have at their disposal, and see to it that it is always connected to something good and positive. And Allah will bless you in your lifetime on earth, and your achievements will multiply manifold, and your country will be pleased and happy with you. Having said this, request Allah to send peace, blessings, and salutations upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad. O Allah, send peace, blessings, and salutations upon him, his family, and all of his companions. O Allah, continue to bestow on the UAE your blessings and bounties forevermore, and spread happiness amongst its people. O Allah, grant success to the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, his deputy, the Crown Prince, and his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and guide them to all that is good. O Allah, bestow your mercy on the late Sheikh Zayed, Sheikh Maktoum, and the other UAE Sheikhs who have passed on to your mercy. O Allah, we ask you to admit them into paradise by your grace. O Allah, have mercy on the honorable and loyal martyrs of our nation, and increase their reward. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and Muslim women, those of them who are living and those of them who have passed on. O Allah, remove from us and the entire world this pandemic, and heal those who have been inflicted with this disease, and grant us sound health and well-being, and safeguard us against every disease through your generosity. O answer of prayers, O our Lord, grant us in this life what is good, and in the next life what is good, and save us from the fire. O servants of Allah, remember Allah, the supremely magnificent, and He will remember you, and stand up and establish the prayer.